This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The second part of his question is that what to do if your parents think you're too young. Your parents are waiting for the your elder sister to get married and not allowing you to get married. Okay, well, help your elder sister get married. That's one thing you could do. The second thing is, if you know that's not something that you're able to get involved with or you don't want to, then you know, try to convince them. Have a meeting with your parents. You know, tell them there's something really important you want to discuss with them. Have a meeting with them. And really, from the bottom of your heart, explain it to them that, you know, especially if you're feeling that you need to get married, right? And that it's more urgent than you can wait for, then, you know, negotiate and convince them. And on a side note, and you know, I'm not encouraging brothers to do this, but I'm just letting you know this, that as a man, you don't technically need your parents' permission to get married. Okay, so Islamically, technically you don't need your parents' permission to get married. Of course, I wouldn't encourage it, especially if your parents are really against it, because having your parents on your side when you're getting married and when you're making an important decision like marriage is a good idea. You know, you don't want to be estranged from your parents when you're getting married. It'll be painful, you know, especially in the long term. So, you know, you don't want to kind of alienate them in that sense. However, just to let you know that technically speaking, you don't need your parents' permission to get married as a man. And so if a man fears that he might fall into haram, right, or that he will fall into haram, then it might be something that that man might have to make a decision about, you know, especially if parents are being completely unreasonable. But of course, the first port of call is negotiation, you know. Look, if you think about it, the first question was about obedience to the husband. In Islam, we're encouraged to be obedient to our parents, right? So even like sons are supposed to be obedient to their parents, right? But again, you know, if it's something that's going to be harmful to you, or if they're telling you to do something that is not right, then you don't have to obey them. If they're just saying, wait, you know, maybe you should think about it. Maybe they don't think you're mature enough at the moment. Maybe you need to prove to them that you're mature enough. So that's why I'm saying start off by having negotiations, you know, negotiate with them, sit with them, negotiate with them, try to convince them, get them by themselves, and speak heart to heart. And if one of your parents isn't very amenable to that, maybe try with the other parent by themselves. You know, usually one of your parents will have a very their heart will soften, and you can show them that it's not necessary for the eldest child to get married first. Not at all. It's not necessary. There's no rules about who needs to get married first. You get married when you're ready to get married, right? Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you with that. Ba-da-da-da, 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 ba-da-da-da.